Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. Welcome to Daily Dose. Hope you join us today as we dive into Scripture and we take a look at what God's Word has to say for us today. Hey, how are you doing today? Welcome to Daily Dose. It is April 9th, and today we're going to have a grammar lesson. We're going to talk about the importance of the word all. All is an important word, isn't it? It really is. We use it all the time. You could say, he ate all of the Cheerios, or I need all of the water. It's one of those interesting phrases, and especially when you get into Greek and into Hebrew, that it's important for us to understand, especially in Greek, that the word all has a significant place in Scripture. Well, in Hebrew, it's very similar, and it's very important that we understand its true meaning of the word all. If you have your Bibles, we're going to read three simple verses today from Psalm 145. Psalm 145, and read with me in verse 7. It says, they shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and they shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. What a fantastic passage of Scripture. So this psalm, as you read it, it really celebrates God's goodness to all and his goodness through everything. And so you're going to notice a word all appear in this passage quite a bit. It's extremely important, and I want you to just read those three verses. In fact, go just read the whole entire psalm because they really are important. So the first question I have for you is, who is all? Who is it? Who is all referring to? Because for some, we would think that only certain amount of people are allowed to be happy, or that are allowed to experience the greatness that God has. But here we see that all means all. It is reserved for all people. We have to take and we have to look at this in an understanding of that God is good to all. He is all the time good over all that he has made. God created everything, meaning that all is God's creation. Whether people want to admit it or not, they are God's creation. In fact, if you go to verse 21, it says, my mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. We have to notice how many phrases that talk about God's goodness in this psalm. Like I said, go back and read this entire psalm. It's very important to understand that God is over all. This is all of God's creation. God did not lose control of his creation. God is still in control of all of creation. We live in a fallen state because of sin, because sin has entered into all. For all have fallen short of the glory of God, as Paul says. Sin has entered into all, but God is still creating and moving and working in all of his creation. I want you to thank God today for his graciousness for everyone, for his deep goodness, because God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. We say that in church, but have you really stopped to think about how true it is? God isn't just good part of the time. God isn't just good a few times. God is good all the time. We really have to thank God for being that way. So, if you have the opportunity today, walk outside. Hopefully it's not raining. And just see God's creation. And be thankful for all of it. From the fire ants to the waspers. Be thankful for all of it. Because God created all of it. Including you. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will see you tomorrow.